Ajahn Buddhadasa was somebody who was interested in the crossover of different teachings, different traditions, different lineages, and was not he was hardly a sort of a hard line Theravada, who would not step away from any teachings that except what was in the Visuddhimagga sort of thing. No, he was very very fluid thinker, and extremely knowledgeable. There was one of the things he went to study in. I mean, he was from the provinces. He was from the south. He went to study in Bangkok, and he finished his third or fourth degree of Pali, and then started noticing that the curriculum was more and more about commentarial literature. And so then he was fed up with the city. He was fed up with sort of academics just for the sake of academics. He wanted to go practice. So then he left and went back to his home village, and lived in a little forest nearby the village, and started without like, because in the northeast of Thailand, the forest tradition was quite strong. South of Thailand, not so much. So he was really hearkening back to what he was reading in the suttas, and that was what he wanted to spend his time doing, was to study and practice and really rely on the sutta teachings that were preserved in the Pali Canon. And he did that.